Then Rav Erkut to pick us up.
Here's a bit of Scots poetry.
Oh, yeah.
My father was a farmer from up to the Carrick border, and carefully he raised me in dignity and order. He bade me act a manly part, though I never had a farthing, for without an honest manly heart, no man was worth regarding. So out into the world my course I did determine, though to be rich was not my pitch, to be great was charming. My talents, they were not the worst, nor yet my education. Resolve was I, at least to try to mend my situation. Threw money away in vain essay, I courted fortune's favour. Some cause unseen still stepped between to frustrate each endeavour. Sometimes by foes I was overpowered, sometimes by friends forsaken. But when my hope was at the top, I still was worth mistaken, and then sore harassed and tired at last with fortune's vain delusion. I dropped my schemes like idle dreams, and I came to this conclusion. The past is dead, the future hid, it's good or ill untried. But the present hour is in my power, so I will enjoy it. Happy culture.
Next up could we have, I think it's Claire's first time reading, is it?
Where's Claire?
She's over there.
Hi Claire.
Okay, so I just apologize because maybe nobody's gonna understand this, because I'm going to say something afresh. But it's kind of my gift to you for this night and for the city that I really, really enjoy. So, oui, prince, je languis. Je brûle pour t'aiser. Je l'aime, non point tel que l'on vit les enfers. Voilà, j'adorateur de mille objets divers. Mais fidèle, mais fier, et même un peu farouche. Charmant, jeune, traînant tous les cœurs après soi, tel qu'on dépeint nos dieux ou tel que je vous vois. Il avait votre port, vos yeux, votre langage. Sa ténèbre pudeur colorait son visage. Lorsque de notre crête il traversa les flots, digne sujet des vœux des filles de Milo, que faisiez-vous alors? Pourquoi sans Hippolyte, des héros de la Grèce assemblent-ils les vides?
Hi, yeah, so this is a new poem, and it's based on an incident where someone was going through a bit of a blue period, and we all know he was, but we all just walked past him, and it's very interesting that, you know, we all saw him, we all like, felt an impulse to go and help, but we all just walked by. Very interesting. Not good. Blue period. I remember when the eye of the sky was bleached like a lime, and the meadow was a pepper mess like Picasso's mixing palette. An abyss widow waded against the grains of the watercolors, against the blotches that were washing into the canvas, that were heading eastwards, while she stayed static, standing like an X. All of us, like the watercolors, curled right past her way, evolved and stared, and then joined the rest of the canvas. Sherard, swirling like whirlpools, swirling, curling, and cutting ourselves like clouds. I remember when my mind was a blue period, but that was a charade. Blue periods are clouds. Blue periods are clothed by homeless paintings without a frame, like a lime sky without a ground, or a sea without a grain of salt. Thank you.
Next up,
I haven't been here for ages. And I'm going to do a poem tonight for someone who is here and who we all know and love. Fisher of poets. Your figure of a tall bearded bard, silvering tail curling down your shoulder, standing against the dark starry sky and the backdrop of the city lights. Chatting, glinting, sparkling life, standing like Noah above the heaving sea of the city, reaching out to like-minded creatures, swimming lost in the ocean, looking for a path, an aim, a door, a hand, a name. Like a fisherman in the sea, you reel in the talents, invite them to come onto this ark up in the hayloft, to find a voice, response, respect. You fisher of poets, you're a soul and a heart. Fisher of poets, you know your art. Your ark is an anchor, a lifeline to take, an invitation to join the journey. Development follows from connection, and space is given with grace for the path of the poet. And before any soul can evade, you entice us with encouragement. You find us at our level, you connect. You fisher of poets, you're a soul and a heart. Fisher of poets, you know your art. You have woven a net of poetry, embracing all sections, directions of the spectrum, binding the scenes of the city into the sea we all become when we find a voice, response, respect, a hand, a door. You fisher of poets, you're a soul and a heart, breathing life into poetry by sparking us together in starry nights and seeing the sparks sending ripples down the river. You fisher of poets, you're a soul and a heart. Fisher of poets, you know your art.
Of discord and the broken board. I'm only partly mad, I tell myself. It is truth and falsehood all at once. This broken board is flying high and low on one wing. Nevertheless, it is flight as the pioneers defined it. I'm not touching the ground during such moments, hours. I can see all, even through the clouds, and my droppings are lucky and felicitous. Look up sometime, reader, you might see me up there.
Thanks, Ray. Next up, can we have Benjamin Burns?
Thank you for stopping stingy nettles from popping bubbles in my heart. One glance at you and we're on the beach in Stanley Park, where I stroked the smooth outline of your face with my fingertips. Then the bright blue dragonflies and the sand beneath our kayak as we paddled together downstream with black mascara wings to our house like a pretty festival. I trust you like a swift trusts its ability to fly.
Next up, can we get Johnny Lynch? Hear ye, hear ye. After a catastrophic history of conflict and sanctimony, we've decided it's time to give something else a try. A new proposal we instate for all priests to be replaced by flamboyant poets and drag queens. Sanction Sunday Mass a disco, a DJ at each altar, a monastery of mirror balls, communions of joy and laughter. Fine attire must be donned, be ready to twirl for the gods. All that condemnation to hell got quite exhausting, so it's time we've decided to take a more celebratory approach of love and compassion. That was, of course, our initial aim, but of it we've made a hames. It's high time for a change to spice up our lives, as those girls say. We'll keep the wine, encourage to be kind, throw a party in the pulpit, fill the pews with those for who an apology is long overdue for any humiliation we may have caused. We'll keep the rainbow windows, the stations with the cross-dressers. Switch Adam and Eve with the snake for Britney at the VMA. Exchange Mary Magdalene for Madonna. Like a Prayer and I'm a Slave for You will be sung wildly by the choir. Let's applaud divas, Jezebels, whores, all those who came before, for no one here will cast stones. We'll be out here living our best lives. Hashtag mass goals. When the ceremony begins, this performer in heels, taller than Kirkpatrick, will open her mouth with radicalness and teach kindness on her tongue. We'll pray to patron saints RuPaul and Panty Bliss. All the Stonewall kids, those wrongly persecuted and those who dare to vote. The world is hard enough without being told you are full of sin. We've come to this realization, so we've decided to let that sit for the time being. The church will now be fun and inclusive of everyone. It's been in the closet for far too long. It needs a revamp, perhaps a false lash, a sequin ground to stop all that moping around. We hope fringe culture and inspired glamour can save us from our sorrow. We thoroughly regret the shame we endorsed and forced you to internalize. So go forth and wrap yourself in light, give yourself that ooh ah ah, and make the world gay again.
He picked a tough act to follow. And I also wrote this like 15 minutes ago. To heave and muster with vehement bluster, like General Custer aghast, bereft and forlorn, you find you forsworn to be flaying the pole at half mast. The troglodyte craving, elegant, paving the way for legit procreation. Next by prophylactic and dampered ecstatic joys in adolescent sensation. But now, these cold winter hands tainting the hinterlands, paths unexplored in your bunker. You lose your libido, formerly the credo which caused you such mirth, you spelunker. Muff Donegal, the old Berlin Wall, formerly new of your conquest. Now in your cave, You lazily wave to the divers and just plead no hand.
Whichever you like.
I think it's the best thing I've ever heard. Hilarious.
Medi's match that was hatched after mass, and Medi's bad eye was cast on heavenly ones, as tinder and pale as all upon you. Medi's the sighing tear was siphoned away, and hidden inside the hidden pocket, bailed out again to brew once more, and battered aluminum teapots for one, blackened a lager hot sod. Medi's the fragile face that flickered with minds of passing towns, that twitched to kiss their friend in the lead, and fixed his red paisley bandana. Malise the parameter that clung to the altar, and milked every word of the glorious syllable, enunciating in high cantata. Give you a chapter and verse, with a weather eye out, for slovenly types that would have the temerity to look her in the eye. Malise the mother that thumped on her craw, and begged that the Lord would spare her from all or more of the loss, that wears for today her Sunday best, a necklace of bruises and of violet cuffs. Many's the subtext that waits in the wings and silently narrates the truth therein, and each child in the world, all their own, plays hard to their own God and keeps their eyes down. Then all will be calm once the West should. That's
next up, could we get Jim quicker, please? Jim, he's got his teeth. In the meantime, could we get Raphael Martin? Yeah, it's also, it's Raphael, so your last first time reading tonight. Another first timer tonight.
So I'm not an English spoken person. I'm from I'm French Canadian. So please be nice. Okay. You started a fire you couldn't control, so now watch your forest burn. You said I was too sweet for your taste. Let me show you what bitterness tastes like. Let me show you the storm you created in my head and the earthquake you did in my heart. Let me show you what an emotional woman is. An emotional woman is someone you don't want to mess with. An emotional woman is someone who's tired of hearing the same fucking shit over and over again. An emotional woman is someone who's willing to show what she really thinks. It takes God to be emotional. It takes a strong backbone to face what you feel and to assume it. It takes something you will never have. Strength.
In light of our intercultural voices, it's something that I think we take for granted here in Cork, but we are going to celebrate that a bit in a publication that's going to be released during the Winter Warmer Festival this year. So there's these flyers lying around here. Anybody who isn't from Cork would like to write about Cork, and we're very lucky to have a lot of people who are from Cork who would like to write about Cork, and that's what we want to celebrate. So you're invited to submit poems from that. The deadline is 15th of October, and they go towards a publication that will be released in the Winter Warmer Festival. So have a look at that flyer if you're interested, or if you know anybody who would be interested, pass it on. Next up, could we get, it's our last reader for the night, Niall
Harris.
That's a door one.
This is a wee bit of versifying. Chronicles of Hibernia, with a Cork twist. As you know, I'm not from Cork, but I love the place. I came here about 15 years ago. This is based on Joe O'Connor's Reasons to be Cheerful. It's a bit outdated, but I thought it'd give it a go for a bit of crack. Lately we were worried. We need advice. We were boomtown rats, now poorest church mice. Pissed off, anxious, broken, fearful. But hang on now, there's reasons to be cheerful. It's West Cork in summer. Daniel Day-Lewis, writers in the stole reading to us. Johnny Spillane in the Long Valley Bar. Pint of Murphy's, Rory G on guitar. Job cuts in the Troika made us fearful. But despite it all, there's reasons to be cheerful. Van der Man's Moondance, Seamus Heaney, Munster Rugby, the Opera House and Puccini. Oldfellas and Pubs boozing and blathering, the great Frank O'Connor, Anne Enright's The Gathering. An old disc of Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes, there is a cure for the wintertime blues. Jerry Murphy's poems on a bank holiday Monday. Cork and Kilkenny and Croker some Sunday. Remarkable plays by Conal Creedon. O'Vale's open mic poetry reading. Dawn over alleys. Neil Tobin, Cork dry wit. Sean Keane's Skibbereen. You may travel far from your own native home, but where would you find a Kavanagh poem? Sweet treasure for all, if only we want it. A riverside walk we take for granted. No need for hurry, no need for fury, Reasons to be Cheerful by Ian Jury. You can play the fool, or play guitar, or Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Johnny Marr. We may as well read, since books can be cheap. They can't stop us reading, either smile or weep. Binching or Banville, whatever you feel, or Fuelon or Phoenix or the great Brian Friel. The banks would give you a pain in the belly, but sure there's our satirists and the World Cup on telly. So the feckin' government is out of touch. This bit is now straight Joe Cullen. So the feckin' government is out of touch, but whoever's in office don't matter much. Recession, depression, the figures, the facts. But the stuff they can't touch, stuff they can't tax. They would if they could, but they can't, so they're peaked. They're hurried, they're worried, they're phased, they're freaked. Our politicians now are irrelevant fellows. So we might as well play Martha and the Vandellas. Soon it'll be summer with dancing in the streets, and we'll still be here when they've lost their seats. When our grandparents were young, there were hungry years, slums in the cities, emigrant fears. So the boom's now bust, but we ain't going back. We won't be depressed, it's not all that black. Yeah, we live in a country where it howls and it pours, but we have floods, not tsunamis. No quakes, no more wars, we hope. We won't have another famine, just a mountain of debt, but the spooks don't waterboard us, at least not yet. There's Crane Lane, Munster Lit, the Lark in the Park, cheeses and frozen, beach fires in the dark. Now, we're not back in England during the emergence of Maggie Thatcher and that Tory resurgence, but look at the divided kingdom now. Now, we're not up there with your Norways, your Swedens, and other such comparative Edens. Freedom came from Collins and his men, but we've made a balls of it again and again. The North is quiet, there's peace in our homes, and Martin McGuinness was writing poems. And the Reverend Ian, he swallowed his pride, and he showed a friendly, more feminine side. Now there's lots of us going with a strain on the purse, but all things considered, it could be worse. We're a shook up, mixed up post-Tiger nation, sorely in need of some consolation. But just look around, you'll see it's all here. A kiss at midnight on Dingle Pier. Our loved ones, our families, our kids, our mates. The National Library's exhibition on Yeats. Feeling down and bewildered? Get up, we're fighters. One day, one way we can achieve it is to be writers. Family silver hocked, Ireland half bust. But we're starting to fight for a society that is just. The people are rising, we won't be downhearted. Tweedledum and Tweedledummer may soon be departed. So, twist off the cork. Pour the wine out. Here's a toast to the wild, warm south.
Sorry, I missed my moment.
You have it now.
I have it back. So this is a remix of an Anne Sexton poem, and it's like, you know, poetry remix, it's all hip and way to go now. And her one is called I Have Been Her Kind. This is called I Have Been Her Friend. I have gone out at night, a drunk witch, haunting the black air, older at night, dreaming evil. I have done my hair over the plain bathroom, light by light, lonely thing, 12-fingered, out of rum.
Oh, wow.
A woman like that is not afraid, quite. I have been her friend. I have found the coal caves in the woods, emptied them of skillets, carvings, shelves, closets, silks, innumerable trash. Poison the suppers for the rapists and the thieves. Whining, decimating the disaligned. A woman like that is understood. I have been her friend. I have ridden in your taxi, driver, waved my nude arms at cities going by, learning the last bright alleys, survivor, where your belt buckle still bites my thigh, and my skin cracks where your wheels wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to kill. I have been her friend.
Is there anybody else who would like to read a poem? Sing a song?
Yeah.
We do have time, and you are invited if you like. Okay, you guys. I'm going to wrap this up. I really want to thank everybody who participated in the Fiverr Challenge at the beginning of our night. It was absolutely fantastic. And especially to our winner, I don't know if he's still here. To our guest poet for the night, Nuala Leonard. Thank you so much.